Ghana. Experts lament ECG challenges. Experts lament ECG challenges. Seek transparency in the sector. Following the report by the Auditor General on the state of the Electricity Company of Ghana, ECG, energy experts have decried the challenges affecting the performance of the ECG. Policy analyst at the Africa Center for Energy Policy, ACEP, Justice Kodzu Yautse, has stated that the losses incurred by the ECG are likely to increase. According to the Auditor General's report, the ECG lost 24.30% of the energy generated due to system losses. In quote, earlier this year, we did some work on ECG and the losses that they've been experiencing for the past few years, and I think the Auditor General's report only confirms and speaks to the inefficiencies the company has been experiencing. It is worrying, and it should even be worse by now, because this report only covers up to 2019. So, last year a lot happened, and a lot has happened this year also. This year, we know that the losses are growing up to 30% of the business that they do so. It is getting worse by the day, end of quote. Mr. Edward Ambambire Bauer, a member of Parliament's Energy and Mines Committee, has also decried a lack of transparency in the operations of the ECG, specifically in respect of the capacity charges. Bauer said, in quote, the Chamber of Independent Power Producers came out and said those figures the finance minister quoted were monies paid for power users and not capacity charges. It tells us that there is some level and lack of transparency, end of quote. Bauer also cited the lack of transparency in the loss percentage, with the ECG quoting 26.6% and the Energy Minister Matthew Opoku-Prempeh stating another. He said, in quote, in the early part of this year, he met with the World Bank about the losses and he quoted 31% as the loss, end of quote. Bauer also believes the performance of the ECG is worse than what was reported in the Auditor General's 2020 report.